Hi, this is Dr. Nmekhukha reiterating follow-up medical note on Brenda Freeman. Date of birth is 4/30/1948. Follow-up of medical problems, hypertension. Hypothyroidism, history of sarcoidosis. Next, for this 74 years old lady who was last seen on 12/23/2022 was advised at that time to see the cardiologist, which she had seen, and they have recommended that her blood pressure medicines should be stopped, which is hydrochlorothiazide, and started on losartan. And also her metformin should be changed to other antidiabetic medications. Period. She has been feeling better, not been feeling dizzy, lightheaded, no chest pain, palpitation, no shortness of breath. Her past medical history is significant, lower back pain, history of sarcoidosis, arthritis, partial thyroidectomy, cataract surgeries, still bronchitis in the past, left hip replacement. And next paragraph, current medication which he had been on, hydrochlorothiazide 50 mg which he had stopped now, Synthroid 25 mcg once a day, Lipitor 10 mg once a day, magnesium oxide 500 mg as needed. She was on Mucinex, Gabapentin, which is not taken now. Next paragraph, social issues, does not smoke cigarette, doesn't drink alcohol, he no drugs. Next paragraph, on physical exam, this very pleasant lady appears younger than stated age, not in distress. Weight is 180 pounds. Blood pressure 160/80. Pulse is 76. Temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit. Oxygen saturation 99% room air. Head is normal. Phallus, cradle, non-inclined, neck is supple, lung, no loss of breathing. Heart rate rhythm. Abdomen soft, pulse, bowel sound. There is a heel surgery scar in the front of the neck. Extremity is no edema. Period. Next paragraph, impression. Hypertension, so we'll DC the hydrochlorothiazide and start her on losartan 25 mg daily. Next paragraph, type 2 diabetes matters. Stop the metformin and start on glipizide 5 mg daily. Continue monitoring finger sticks. Period. Next paragraph, hypothyroidism, continue Synthroid. Next, okay. Follow-up in 4 to 6 weeks' time. Answered all our questions. Next, okay. Thank you very much.